Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Cam Hex. How are you today? Good, if not great, if not fantastic, if not phenomenal. It's your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, founder, CEO of Quizmatics, Inc., social media professionals, Team Quizmatics, KMX for short, and, of course, the KMX Free Money Movement. Let's get this thing rocking and rolling, and if you're joining us for the first time on a WKMX Positive Power Meeting, welcome. This is indeed our KMX Morning Meeting for the success-minded entrepreneur. And if you are a success-minded individual, entrepreneur, oh my goodness, that's crazy. That didn't work out well, but it doesn't make a difference. We keep it moving. So check it out. If you are a success-minded individual, an entrepreneurial-spirited person, or any person who's looking to hit the next level of success, welcome, and this is the perfect place for you. You could have been anywhere in the world, chose to be right here with us, and we appreciate you for that. So let's get this day started right with my primary question of the day. Have you started your day in a positive way? Have you started your day in a positive way? What is the most positive thing that we could possibly, the most positive action, the first action of success, in fact? What's the most impactful action of success? What is the most realistic action of success? What is the most truthful action of success? Throughout the course of each and every day, you don't know the answer to that. Waking up. You know, we get our day started by waking up, and waking up just affirms the fact that we are alive. It affirms the fact that we have life, and life in and of itself is an opportunity. It's a blessing, and that is really the first action that really successful people do, is just wake up. You know, the first action is you can't make it happen while you're in your sleep, you know, on your pillow, you know. Some people love their pillow more than they love success, and I'm not even saying that's a bad thing, but the truth of the matter is, you know, at some point or other, we want to acknowledge the fact that we are alive, and, you know, when we're sleeping, we can't acknowledge anything because we're unconscious. So during a conscious state of being awake, this is where we know. This is where the magic happens. This is when it starts. This is when it begins, and this is to be grateful for because this is not guaranteed. You know, one day you're not going to wake up, you know, and that's the truth. It's a horrible reality, but it's the truth. You know, it's not even actually a bad thing. Who knows? I mean, I've never been dead before. I can't tell you what that feels like or what that's about or what that experience is, but I can tell you what being alive is about. And we're going to appreciate every opportunity that we have while we are alive and have the chance to acknowledge it. So remember, everybody, the first action of a successful day is simply waking up. And if you've woken up, guys, if you've woken up, you are already a success. Hold on. I said if you've woken up, you are already a success. You know, it reminds me of a movie by Spike Lee, Do the Right Thing, where he says, wake up. Or maybe that was School Days. I don't know. But either way, check it out. It is awesome just to be awake, just to be alive, and just to know that you're blessed. And if you're waking up, and you're waking up on purpose, and you're waking up with a purpose, and you're waking up purposely. And if you are waking up just in and of itself, then you have purpose. You have purpose. And you know something? That is what's awesome and amazing. That's what's awesome and amazing because of the fact that you actually have purpose. You have purpose. You have value. You have meaning. Your life has meaning. People need you. You need the world. The world needs your smile. They need your positive energy. And this is what we're going to do is we're going to feed the world something that we have. And what we have in abundance is positivity. What we have in abundance is smile. What we have in abundance is joy. What we have in abundance is gratitude. We have gratitude for this life that we're living and the fact that we can change our lives. And if you can see it and you can believe it, then you can achieve it. And I'm here to share that with you. So you've heard me say many times in our program, you know, with a change of perspective, we'll change your position. And with a change of position, we'll change your perspective. Most certainly. Most certainly will. So let's change that perspective. Let's change our position. And let's take a walk over to a very, very, very magical place. And I'm going to take a walk over to the mirror. And I encourage you guys to do so as well. Because there we're going to find somebody very valuable. Extremely valuable, the most valuable person in your life, in fact, I would say, and that is your personal MVP. So I'm going to take a walk over to this mirror. Feel free to take a walk with us, and here we go. You know, I love, that's my favorite part of the program, or at least one of them. It's one of my favorite parts of the program because I get a chance to do my little silly song. And, you know, that's the beautiful thing about it. It puts a smile on my face. It puts some joy in my heart. And that's what it's really all about. You want to be able to have that joy in your heart. You want to be able to have that smile on your face. You want to be able to increase that pace. We want to start our day with some enthusiastic momentum, everybody. Enthusiastic momentum. And with that being said, I'm going to open up my phone lines here and bring in some valuable KMXers. And what we're going to do is get ready to acknowledge our personal MVP. So call on 434. Welcome to the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. Have you started your day in a positive way?
Yes, I have.
Awesome.
How are you, Small?
Oh man, I'm doing fantastic. I'm blessed. I'm alive. I'm refreshed. I'm revived. You know what I mean? And how about yourself, if you don't mind me asking, my friend?
I'm wonderful today.
Wonderful today. Absolutely. And phenomenal every day. In fact, you're fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome, amazing, terrific. You know something about those words we just got finished saying right there, my friend?
Yeah.
Say something great about those words that we just got finished saying. I want you to take a look at that personal MVP of yours. Like, I'm looking at my personal MVP right now, and I realize that every single one of those words applies to that personal MVP of yours. Did you know that that person staring back at you is awesome, amazing, fantastic, terrific, phenomenal, unique, original, one of a kind, authentic? Is they're kind, they're loving, they're loyal, all right? They're faithful, you know, they're persevering, they're hardworking, right? And they are very friendly and warm, right? Am I correct? Do any of those things not apply to that person staring back to you in the mirror?
No, that all applies. That's me.
All of
those
things.
That's my MVP.
All of those things.
That's right.
And I'm going to share with you another word that applies to that person staring back at you in the mirror. That person staring back at you in the mirror is love. That person is love. That person is loved.
Yeah.
That person is cared for. That person is respected. And that person is valuable. And that person is you. So I want you to look at your MVP in the eye, stare down that person staring back at you. They say the eyes are the window to the soul. And I want you to think, if there was one of those words that I missed, I probably missed a bunch of them, right? So here's what I'm going to tell you guys. Words are a great way of communicating. All right? They're a great way of communicating. But you know what? There's not enough words to describe how awesome that person staring back at you in the mirror is. Do you know that, caller? There aren't enough words in the vocabulary to describe that. All right?
That's
so what
true.
I want to do is I want to use a little bit stronger language, because we're going to change our perspective and we're going to change our position, and we're going to see how our position and our perspective are different. Because now what I want you to do is I want you to take a look at that very same MVP of yours, and I want you to smile like it's going out of style. I want you to smile. Do you listen, guys, hold on a second. I know that you're dialing in from your computer board somewhere. Somebody is scared to dial that number and actually call into the – but I'm going to share with you. It's the best thing that you could do, because right now, that personal MVP of yours, do you see that smile? If you don't see that smile, if you're just listening to this, going through the motion, you know, somebody's right now, they're like the teacher from the Peanuts. You ever see the Peanuts and the teacher's like, wah, 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 wah. You know, nobody really pays attention to the teacher, but she's like, wah, 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 wah. That's not how you want to go through your life. You want to smile. Enthusiastic momentum starts with a smile. Listen, every sale starts with a smile. Everything that's positive and awesome in life starts with a smile. I want you to think about some things in life. Think about all of the things that you're happy about. Think about your greatest memories in life. Think about all of the things that bring enjoyment and happiness to your life. Do you remember those times? Do you remember those times, caller?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember some joyous times.
What was your facial expression during those times?
Always a smile. Always happy. Excited. Big face. Big smiles.
All right. Do you remember your friends when you were kids? Do you remember when you went to, like, the amusement park and you got on that scary roller coaster and you guys were scared out of your mind to get on top of that thing, but then you finished it and you looked at your friend and they were looking all crazy and you were looking crazy and you guys were having that debate over who was looking crazier on that ride, right? And
oh,
did
yeah.
your friend have a smile on their face? Yes. Right?
Oh, yeah. We were smiling.
Do you remember those smiles? Do you remember those smiles that you had, guys? If you're listening on this call,
yeah.
Do you remember the fact that you can smile? Do you remember the fact that it's not complicated to smile? Do you remember the fact that it's natural to smile? And do you remember the fact that a smile adds to your beauty? I want you to take a look at that personal MVP of yours right now, and I want you to notice how that smile has transformed their appearance. Listen, with a change of perspective, changes our position, and caller, with a change of position, changes our what?
Disposition.
A change of our position changes our perspective. So
our perspective.
When we take a look
yeah.
when we take a look at that MVP of ours right now, I want you to notice that, you know, I see people on Facebook and they post these photos. Look, no filter. Like, you know, they deserve an award or a medal for that. Great. Here, let me share with you a photo with no filter. Put a smile on your face. You know, put a smile on your face. Or do something silly, right? But either way, make sure that, because life is short and then it's over. So whatever we do, let's make sure we have fun while we're doing it. You know, let's make sure we have fun while we're doing it. Let's make sure we remember that this is the spice of life. This is the greatest time of our entire existence. You know the reason why? Because it's the only time that actually matters, and that's now. You know, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not yet here, but today is what matters most. What is your expression? What are you saying? We could talk about all these wonderful words, right, caller? But what are you really saying? What are you really saying? Let's go into this a little bit, caller. First off, how was your day yesterday? And what was the highlight of your day yesterday, if you don't mind me asking?
The highlight of my day? Oh, I had a wonderful day. Well, how do I choose? I had... Most of my house was finished painting, and he painted my swing, and I had someone treated me to lunch. It was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful day. Glorious day.
And yesterday, when you started your day, did you start your day in a positive way?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And it's safe to say that positivity. Go ahead.
I just started my day. The first thoughts in my head were doom and gloom, but I chose to change my thoughts to focus on the positive of what God was doing in my life, and said, no, I'm not going to think those doom and gloom thoughts again. I'm going to choose to think positive and think what I know, that God loves me and that everything is going to be just fine because he has promised it. And so I started my day in a positive way, and it was a wonderful day.
That's right. And we know that we want to be consistent and try 21 days of consistent positive power. And it definitely leads to impacts, and also keep the positive things happening to you in life. I've said it before, I'll say it again. You know, success is something you attract by the person you become, and positivity is something that you attract by being a positive person. And it's just that simple. It really isn't more complicated than that. You know, when we walk around and we have when I was a kid, I used to look like I sucked a lemon, and my dad used to point it out to me, you know, you need to stop looking like you sucked a lemon, Kamal, you know. And I remember that, and it puts a smile on my face now. But I understand the reason why, because, I take a look at my aunt. And my aunt, you know, she has her ways about herself, but every time you see her, she has a smile on her face, and, you know, and she's usually very positive, and not usually, 99.9% of the time, she's very positive and outgoing and, you know, and energetic, and you know, and that smile and that positivity that radiates from her, even if she is having a horrible day, nobody would really know it. Because she always is positive. And I just take a look at all kinds of great things that happen to her, all kinds of wonderful things that attract to her, and the type of life that you attract to yourself when you're a more positive person. It's just outstanding, and it's truthful. And I can't think of anything more valuable that I could possibly give anybody, other than the fact that if you start your day with a smile and have a smile on your face and you have a good attitude and gratitude, then, you know, all things are possible. And did you realize that when you were smiling and having a good mood, did you notice that your day became increasingly better, or is that just something or let's talk about that a little bit, caller.
Yeah, the whole day was just wonderful and positive and so many wonderful things happened. And I mean, even more than what I just said, it just like it was just a wonderful, positive experience the whole day. And it was just beautiful. It was the best day I've had in a very long time.
Now imagine if we could string 21 days consecutively of that day that you've had today, caller. All right. And let me ask you a question. Have you had good days like that before in the past?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. I've had some
and
really wonderful
those
days
that you've had. Those days that you've had in the past, have you noticed something, a consecutive theme here? Like, you know, when you have a positive attitude and you feel good about yourself and you're in a positive frame of mind, positive things start to happen much easier for us. And it's just like magnetism, you know? Yet at the same time, you know, we have a natural inclination, kind of like a rubber band, to snap back to a place that we're maybe doubtful or, you know, or don't always have it, or we start getting into kind of a dark place, and then we start noticing that all kinds of dark things start happening to us. So one of the things I want to key in on that is very important is success is really mostly about the way that you look at things. Delving deeper into your level of gratitude, I found, is very, very important. Now, yesterday I noticed you had a good day, and you had a whole bunch of good things going on. You had a gentleman come paint your house. You got treated to lunch and all kind of things like that. I bet you your dogs were even in a good mood, all right? But last night, all right, at the conclusion of that great day, other great things started happening. You know, the universe opens up for us. It's waiting for your success. All you have to do is be open enough to see what's really valuable and what's important. And really what's most valuable and important is how you feel about yourself. You know, caller, I must say something. There were times when I was skeptical and doubtful that people had all these malicious intentions towards me and things of this nature. Have you ever felt that way about people? Feel like people don't have your best interest at heart and mind? Have you ever felt that way, caller?
Oh yes, definitely, definitely, I have.
Well, what I found is that certainly not everybody's going to be your friend, and certainly people don't always have your best interest at heart and mind, but I've found overwhelmingly that not everybody is horrible. There are people out there in the world that really do have your best interest at heart and mind. For example, yesterday, regardless of how anybody felt, you had your house painted, and I'm pretty sure they did a pretty good job. And I'm sure that that happened mysteriously out of the thin blue air because you needed your house painted, and all of a sudden, something had to happen. Either you had to call somebody, and then all of a sudden, somebody's doing really good work, and you're really happy about that. Am I correct, caller?
Yeah, he just appeared out of the blue and offered to paint my house. That was just an amazing experience.
And this is what I want you callers on the line and you people listening to this program to understand, that good things start happening to you when you're thinking good thoughts. When you
Amen.
Exit out of the dark clouds, and you exit out of all of the nonsense, of all of the fear, of all of the negativity, of all of the insecurity, and you just step out and say, you know, I'm gonna smile, I'm gonna be as good as I possibly can be, I'm gonna share this positivity, I'm gonna start my day with enthusiastic momentum. All of a sudden, something starts happening. Like right now, the clouds just open up, the sun starts beaming through, right? I see a ray of sunshine just mysteriously pop into the middle of my backyard. You know, I mean, this just starts happening. You know, all of a sudden it just starts getting warm. And it kind of reminds me of that warm feeling you have inside your stomach when you start smiling, or when you start to giggle, and when you start to chuckle, and when you start to laugh. And yesterday it sounds like you had a few of those experiences where you were able to let loose and just, you know, be happy a little bit. And, you know, and allow that to carry that momentum into your day. And then all of a sudden, the universe starts opening up and revealing all of this magic that you weren't able to see before because you were skeptical and scared and fearful and let negative thoughts come into your mind. And this is one thing that we have to combat. because there is a beautiful world out here for us, but we're never going to get to that beautiful world if we spend our time hiding in closets and dark places in our lives. And I'm just here to share this with you. I want you guys to understand that the most powerful language that you're ever going to use is not going to require even one word. Just having that smile. Your smile reflects everything about you that you want people to know. Do you want to be remembered as Ebenezer Scrooge? All right? Listen, do you want to be remembered as Ebenezer Scrooge? All right?
No.
Now I'm going to share something with you. Bill Gates is a phenomenal philanthropist. I've never seen him give money with a frown on his face. All right? Now think about that.
That's
giving is living. Sharing is caring. Learning is earning. I'm going to say that again. Giving is living. Sharing is caring. Learning is earning. What do I want you to learn? I want you to learn the power of your smile. I want you to learn the power of giving. You can't give what you don't have, and I want you to learn the power of sharing. Stop holding back and being stingy. Share, all right, and because you care. And give because you want to live. And if you learn that, then trust me when I tell you something, Miss Lee, all of a sudden earning will just start coming into place. Because if we work to learn, then we'll learn to earn. And when we learn to earn, that's when we get our return. It's all about the cycle. Success is a process. It's a process. Paula, you know, there's so many people who want success just hand-delivered to them, like in a pill. Like they want me to capsulize it like the pharmaceutical companies and give them a pill, and you can just go buy a bottle of success. If I could offer you a bottle of success, how much should I sell it for, Heidi? How much, if I could give you everything you wanted in success and give it to you in a capsule, and you, all you have to do is go purchase it, how much would you be willing to pay for that?
That is priceless. I wouldn't have enough money to even think about that for something like that.
All right, well, listen, I'm a generous guy. What if I just gave it to you for free? What if I just gave it to you for free? What if I said, you don't even have to, you don't even need the packaging, you don't even need the bottle, you don't even need the packaging, you don't need the bottle, you don't need the you don't need all of the Surgeon General's warnings. In fact, I'm just going to give it to you for free. And you do what you want with it. I want you to think about that, right?
Yeah. Good blessing.
What if I could just give you the success that you want? That just all of a sudden, bam, all automatically you have it. Well, you know something? If I manufactured that product, I would give it to all of the world myself. And I don't manufacture that product, unfortunately. But I know who does.
Yeah.
And if you woke up this morning, you are a success. And trust me when I tell you this, you are on that product right now. Because you are alive. You are listening. And you need to have gratitude because you are a success. I just watched a bird fly past me. They don't question their existence. They just do what they do and live. Or a squirrel. Or the trees. Or the grass. Or all of my wonderful plants. Or my neighbor's dogs and their puppies. Right? I have another neighbor that has a pony and another one that has a horse. Right? They don't question. They live it. All right? And that's what I want you guys to start doing. I want you to start living your success. And successful people aren't sitting around frowning. They're not sitting around being negative because there's nothing that comes from that. But what does come when all the great stuff happens is when you start to realize that how you feel about yourself is how others will in turn feel about you. And there goes my success in a bottle for you. And I didn't create it. So let's go into our four keys of success. In fact, I'm going to bring on Dr. K. We only have a couple of more minutes on the program, caller. You mind if I bring Dr. K in for a second? He's been very patient. You know what I mean? I guess that's why they call him. I guess that's why he's a doctor, because he got a lot of patience. Okay. Well, without further ado or any delay, and just to get to the chase here, I'll bring in Dr. K. And he's going to go through our five affirmations. I'll even give him the floor. He can close out the program and also give you the four keys to success. Dr. K, are you on the line? Welcome to the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. Have you started your day in a positive way? Well, thank you very much for inviting me on the program quiz. I am so happy to be here, you and the caller. Hey, caller, how are you today? Is this the caller that has the little Gucci that likes to bite after the postal worker?
What? I'm wonderful, Dr. K. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I call it, you know, I like the story I hear when you were talking about how yesterday was a good day. It reminded me of a song by Ice Cube from N.W.A., you know, today was a good day. Boom, 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 you know, Lakers beat the Supersonics. Okay. You had a good day, you know.
Okay.
Nobody had to die in South Central L.A. because today was a good day. Okay.
Yeah.
So, let's go to our affirmations now. Affirmation number one. Everybody, affirmation number one. And this is not for us. It's for our MVP, our personal MVP. Do not feel shy. Open up and express. If you know, speak your personal MVP, know, speak. And you can find this personal MVP right there in the mirror with you. And yes, today was a good day. Okay? And today is going to be a better day than yesterday. I can assure you of this. Because today will be my day. I say again, today
will be
my day.
My day.
Oh, my goodness. Carla, this is so awesome. You know, you're going to have two good days in a row now, Carla. That is just phenomenal.
Right.
You're going to have three good days in a row when it comes to three. We need to go get the counts from Sesame Street on the program. He can tell you, he can count the days that are going to be good for you. All right? But today is the only one that really counts. Yesterday was a good day. Today is going to be a great day. Today will be my day.
Yeah.
And that is important for us to know and reaffirm with our personal MVP. We go for affirmation number two. And this one, you could take it from me to you. Affirmation number two. I am the best me that there is. I am the best me.
I am the best me there is. Amen.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Okay, just bring me to affirmation number three. Come on, guys. DJ Khalid, I must give you my shout out. That is my cousin and my brother from another mother, you know. Okay? Affirmation number three. I am a winner.
I am a winner.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. I love it, DJ Khalid.
Yeah.
I play your song in the club every evening. Every evening I play his DJ Khalid in the club. Okay, let's go for affirmation number four. This one will be absolutely positively sure. Affirmation number four. I know I can do it. I know I will. I know I can do it.
I know I will.
In my favorite athletic apparel is Nike, and they say just do it. So I just do it. I know I can do it. I know I will. I don't even think about it anymore. I just go do. I do what I do, like Mountain Dew, you know? Caller, it's Mountain Dew, not Mountain Don't. Okay. So please, stop drinking that Mountain Don't, because that Mountain won't. You need to drink your Mountain Dew. Okay. I know I can do it. I know I will. Okay. All right. Now, let's go for affirmation number five, the whole key to be alive. God will be with me. Oh, hold on. I go back to the beginning of that one. That is just too amazing for me. That is the person right there or the entity or the being that has manufactured the success in a bottle, the pill. God will be with me. He always has been. He always will. God
will be
with me.
He always has been.
I said always is a mighty long time, and he always will be, okay? So what is the fear? What is the doubt? What is the sadness? What is the sorrow? Whoever said that anybody was going to wake up every single day and have a pot of gold in their backyard like a leprechaun with a rainbow and, you know, shining, and nobody ever said that every day is supposed to have just sunny day and sunbeams and things of this nature, the will of the Most High will happen regardless. And you are going to have to build your character. If you do not know how to handle yourself in a dark day, then you are not really worthy of having the great success in the sunny day. You must remember that there's a sunny day tomorrow, just like there was a sunny day yesterday in the past. And if you can change your perspective, and you can understand that you are the sunshine that will blast through those dismal clouds, then you will always find success, and every day will be a sunshiny day. You are the sunshine of your life. You are the sunshine of my life. What is this song? Come on now. Stevie Wonder, where are you, man? Give a shout out to Stevie Wonder, DJ Khaled, all of the wonderful people we referenced on this program this morning, and Mountain Dew and Nike to just do it. And the person who manufactured the pharmaceutical of happiness, success, and joy. Okay, the Most High himself. We give all plugs on this program this morning. It's a wonderful day. All right, and Quiz, thank you for inviting me on the program. Wait, hold on, Dr. K, I want you to do the four keys to success. Oh, Quiz, I almost forget to do the four keys to success. I will do those now. All right, thanks, Dr. K, I appreciate it. Heidi, you ready for me to do the four keys to success? Okay, everybody, I do the four keys to success. Are you ready? All right, do not give me your keys because I do not want to put them in the hands of my cousin. He may just go and climb through your window and take your keys to success and you'll drive him over a cliff somewhere, okay? So here go the four keys to success. Key to success number one, okay? Commitment. Make a decision. Commitment is simple as make a decision. Anybody can do that. My friend Heidi.
Yeah.
You woke up this morning.
Yes.
And did you make a decision to wake up this morning?
Yes, I did. Yes,
you're
I
committed
did.
To being alive. Because you could easily not make that decision and take a bottle of pill at night and say, I'm not going to wake up anymore because I've committed to make a decision that I don't want to do this anymore, this life. Okay? So we are committed.
Sure.
We make a decision. We make a decision every single day. And making a commitment is the only simple first key towards your success. Key to success number two, consistency. Are you doing the things that you require for success on a daily basis? Are you taking action or are you going to sit around and watch everybody else? I'm committed to losing weight, yet I am never going to get on a treadmill. Okay? This is not possible.
Yeah.
You want to make the action to manifest the result. And action to speak a lot of them words. Like a person wants to be successful but never want to smile, it's crazy. It does not work that way. So be consistent in what you do. Actions speak louder than words. Your actions will reinforce the commitment that you've made and prove that this is a commitment indeed. Key to success number three, drive. Drive, drive, drive.
Yeah.
I do not mean my cousin taking the car and driving it off a cliff. I mean, what is your motivation? What is your inspiration? What is your pain? And what is your passion? And put these things together and make them work for you because this is what you will need to be a consistent person. It is easy to get tired and say, I'm not going to do this today. But a person who is driven knows their why. And if your why don't make you cry, then get a new why. Shout out to Ms. Barbara Palmer because she's the one who say that all of the time. All right? And key to success number four, determination. Determination is truly all that matters. The determined will not be stopped. Have you ever been babysitting a baby? And this baby has seen the children and hear the children outside playing. And you try to hold the baby and say, no, stay here. And no matter what you do, the baby is continue to try to climb out of the playpen or get out of the house or go run around. Or next thing, the baby is trying to climb down the stairs. And you just keep on pushing this thing back, back, back. And the baby is going to wear you out more than you wear the baby out. And you try to rock the baby to go to sleep. The baby does not want to go to sleep. The baby wants to go outside and play and ride the bicycle. Okay? And the baby can't even walk. It's crawling. And I want you to think about when you ever watch a baby. You know what I'm talking about. You will spend a lot of energy trying to have them stop doing something that they have their mind set to do. They are determined that they are going to make that happen. And once they make that determination, there is really nothing that you really can do other than hold them until one of the two of you go to sleep first, and probably you, because that baby still hear the children outside playing and they're ready to go, okay? So, guys, I want to let you know determination is when you have a determined person, you don't have to question their commitment or their consistency or their drive because their determination will say everything that there is to say and they will not be stopped and they will get what they want out of life and this is what you want to be. You want to be tough-minded. You want to be stubborn in the pursuit of what it is that you're going after. And if you do these things, then you will be consistent. You will be driven. You will exercise your drive and you will also prove your commitment, okay? All right, thank you very much for being on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. I'd like to take you out this evening for dinner like Heidi Gemmin. I'm just kidding, of course. But if Heidi Gemmin decide that she wants dinner, then I have plenty of lamb chop, okay? Plenty of lamb chop. My sheep.
My way,
but I do not
okay.
know if I want you. Okay. Well, thank you very much. And like we say, smile more, stress less. That's what Dr. K suggests. Oh, my goodness, success. That word has become addictive, you know? I'm just successful. I just want to be successful. Shout out to Trey Song. He gave many references on his program today, okay? So yesterday was a success. Today, we'll expect nothing less. Equiz, do you have any final words for the program before we get off of here? Actually, thank you very much, Dr. K. Appreciate having you on. Appreciate having you on as well, Ms. Heidi Gemmin. Remember that our program, after the first half hour, then, you know, you're not allowed to actually call in. We are in a bonus time here. But the last thing I'd like to say before we get off the program, first off, Heidi, how would you rate this program on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would say it's definitely a 20 today.
A 20, oh my goodness, then that's really going to be, this is so anticlimactic because the only thing I have left to say in the program is, deuces!